Sunday, I've seen dreams deferred as many times as I've seen kids wish upon them. Little boys in the hood are all scared of heights, so it's no wonder why many of them might not make it to heaven. So now I live with that chip on my shoulder. Now my dreams are eternal. Now my dreams look like Martin Luther King, crip walking on cloud nine. Now, not later, but right now, more than ever, I dream so loud.
My dreams are so loud, reality is muted to a silent film. Act one, wake up, rush to a job I hate. Act two, smile pretty at enemies pretending to be friends. Act three, after dinner drinks, laugh with wide open mouths. Good times, hard hearts, improvisational living. Sing, 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 sing.
Out of the 7 days of a week, I laugh six, fill up pages five. By day four, I'm trying to figure out what happened to Monday. On day three, I reminisce on day six. Day two, I disappear only to return as vibrant as the 4th of July with the visions of my mind so booming that even a deaf person has no choice but to listen to my dreams.
I dream so loud, my ancestors heard my calls. Show me where their footprints were. Whispered their names in my ear, added bass to my dream sound waves. I am walking at the speed of sound, motivated by a light that shined over 100 years ago, but just arrived here from a star that has already died. My dreams are new stars rising, unidentified objects still being formed, unfathomable reality perceived as fantasy.
I've been told that I talk in my sleep, that I don't count sheep. Instead, I count the number.